Now, what happens when we've got these components that are widely spaced in time is each one of these is a carrier wave with the modulation. And now if you've got carrier wave components with these delays, then these carrier waves will sometimes sum together, sometimes there will be an antiphase, and the signals will add, and you'll get a null. So if you look at that, that gives rise to the characteristic really faded environment. And this is a plot for a vehicle moving in one of these multipath fields, and you see when the signals add coherently, you get an increase in the power, and when all the signals operate to cancel each other, when there's destructive interference, then you get a minimum in the power profile. And here we have plotted against wavelength. As your mobile moves through this multipath environment, then sometimes he gets an enhanced signal, and then sometimes he might get a null, and the null could be 50 decibels below the mean level. And this is typical of the received power profile for really fading in a multipath environment. And so this is what we've always been accustomed to. This is the sort of outputs that we get from mobile systems if we have an omnidirectional antenna.